Lieutenant General Peter Corelli is the day-to-day American ground commander in Iraq. Yesterday, he went through a neighborhood of Baghdad to check on the security situation and city services in this impoverished, largely Shiite district. NPR's Tom Bowman went along.
These days, it's more like Mayor Corelli than General Corelli. He wades into a marketplace. Residents approach when they see this lanky figure trail by his entourage. They are a scrum of camouflage. His questions are rapid fire. How's the health care, the electricity, the sewer system?
What can I do?
As a priority,
is the needy peoples, they need a lot of food assistance.
Food
we have
assistance?
A lot of those.
Okay. Okay. No, we will work it.
The Battle of Baghdad continues. American and Iraqi soldiers recently swept through this city neighborhood, searching houses, seizing weapons. Thousands more American soldiers are taking part in the operation. So far, Corelli says he is pleased with the progress.
Well, I think we've lowered sectarian violence. There's no doubt in my mind we've done that. And we will continue to do that as we spread the clearing operations and the holding operations as far as we can.
But in some Baghdad areas, the violence has flared again as the American troops move on to another neighborhood. Corelli says that's understandable.
We will have that occur. As we turn it over to the police, so they may have a problem, but we'll be right there to come in and help them clean it up.
One of the complaints I heard from the soldiers was the national police.
We have a national police program going on right now to retrain them. And on the 1st of October, we'll start entire brigades going through a three-week training phase.
Corelli continually asks about security, but today it's also about the basics of living. Food, generators, propane. Corelli calls these, quote, band-aids. They will cover this economic wound until the Iraqi government can provide more. Jobs, city services, a functioning local government. As Corelli walks through the neighborhood, there is another lurking enemy. It's the Iraqi bureaucracy,
good.
The incompetence, the corruption.
Job,
a junior officer tells him there are shortages at a clinic.
Now, you've been over to the health care centers?
We haven't assessed their shit yet.
When you get a chance, get over and assess the PHCs.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, they're not going to have any drugs.
I know.
No vac, they can't
do
anything.
I want you to tell me that.
Okay.
So I can go beat up the MOH.
The MOH would be the Ministry of Health. Corelli and other officers say Iraqi government money is there for supplies and reconstruction, but it's not making it to the neighborhoods of Baghdad or other regions of the country.
I don't have the money to fall through, but the Iraqi government does, so.
So what's the problem here? Is it just
it's
bureaucracy?
Systems. It seems like it should be such an easy fix. We've not had a bureaucracy that's used to working in a democracy.
The dollar figures tell the story, not only in Baghdad, but throughout the country. In Sadr City, a teeming slum that borders the Shab'ur neighborhood, the government pledged $25 million for projects. So far, nothing has been spent. In Anbar province, that rest of Sunni enclave west of Baghdad, $75 million was promised. Nothing has been spent. The city of Fallujah in Anbar province was promised $225 million. Less than half has been spent so far.
Well, General, what can you do besides banging the table to get drugs?
I can elicit all my friends to bang the table.
The general's armored vehicle pulls into an especially poor section of Shab'ur. There are unpaved streets. The homes are little more than brick hovels. Goats and sheep wander about. Barefoot children scamper past. Between the houses is a long greenish stream of sewage and water. Its odors create more of a taste than a smell. Corelli and the other soldiers cross this stream on a piece of corrugated metal. He again talks to the residents. He suggests paying them $7 a day to pick up trash. He wants to fix the pipe so this noxious stream will evaporate, bring in a bulldozer to smooth the dirt road.
We got to get them out here. We got to get some folks out here to see what we could do. This is the kind of neighborhood we could turn in a heartbeat.
Now there's a small crowd of children. They gather around the soldiers as they amble into their armored vehicles, and Corelli heads back to his office at Camp Victory to bang some tables. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Baghdad.